Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Yeah. All right, in 3, 2, back with you for a Saturday morning. It is Pregame Daily with Kevin and Chris here on the Braves Radio Network. Braves coming off a 2-1 loss last night in game one of this best of five division series. And Chris, you called it on the podcast. You called it on the pregame show last night. One guy in that lineup you were scared of was Rowdy Tellez, and he delivers a 2-run homer off of Charlie Morton. That ended the veteran righty's night, ends up being the difference maker as the Brewers go on to a 2-1 victory and take game one last night.
Yeah, big bat potential who stepped up in the seventh inning with big bat. Charlie was so good early in this game, and you know, the other part of this game is certainly going to be what the Braves might have done, could have done in the first inning to really rattle Burns. I think there was a mound visit that, you know, Craig Counsell was talking about post-game. He thought that might have changed the tenor of the game. The plate certainly, but he thought even a mound visit before that. So not enough opportunities after Soler gets thrown out at the plate. It really had stopped until Jock Peterson came up and gave Braves fans a spark.
You know, it feels like, and we talked about it, you know, those moments, those are the moments, those little things that in a regular season don't seem like such a big deal, but you get back-to-back walks, you have runners on the corners, nobody out in the first against the guy who led the National League in ERA, and you come away empty. It really felt like, even though we had to throw 20 some odd pitches in that first inning, it really felt like all the momentum very quickly shifted Milwaukee's way after that first inning. And unfortunately, the Braves dropped game one last night. Charlie Morton was so good last night. Strikes out the side in the first inning, two more strikeouts in the second. Matter of fact, he was up to 9 punchouts with 2 outs in the fifth inning. And I know there's some second guessing going on, Chris, about the next day. Well, did you leave him in too long? I don't buy into that narrative at all. I know he looked a little tired after that sixth inning, but he's not the kind of guy that's going to say, get me out of there after 75 pitches either.
No, I'm not going to complain. You know, I sort of set my mindset that if a guy is going that well, he knows the strike zone, he's lathered up, he's my best option. Now, you can tell me everybody else is fresh. So is he really still your best option? It's Charlie Morton. Yeah, he's my best option. Anybody that was coming out of the bullpen is going to be a tick less than Charlie Morton. Physically, in my opinion, he's going to be two ticks less than him mentally because it's a postseason game. So I ain't angry about that. It was just a pitch. It was a guy with home run power who hit a home run, and then you're gonna, you know, try to play catch up. Down 2-0, can we find a way to get 2 runs?
And obviously trying to play catch up against a guy like Josh Hader in the ninth inning, not an ideal scenario. You had the right guys there. Freddie draws the leadoff walk. You get a base hit from Riley. But unfortunately, and I don't know about you, I'm watching that inning play out, and I'm thinking Orlando Arcia against his former team. Boy, wouldn't this be something for the former Milwaukee Brewer to come through that situation with the tying run 90 feet away. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but that could have been one of those moments we talked about. And unfortunately, the Braves come up just a little bit short in that ninth.
Yeah. So it's on to today. I will say this. I don't know if the bats because of the day off, I don't know what it was. The pitching certainly looked good. The 5 days off, whatever it turned out to be. And really mentally, the Braves since a week ago Thursday, and we talked about the Brewers not really playing really overly intense baseball for the last 15 coming down the stretch because they had this thing won. It was a good baseball game. Yeah. You know, you just ended up on the wrong side of it. It was an exciting, interesting, nail-biting baseball game. And that's what playoff baseball really can be. It doesn't matter if it's 10-9. It's just a different style of it. This was the nothing-nothing version. So you get at it today. No rest. You turn it around. And you try to find out if you can create a few more opportunities than you had yesterday.
And you give the ball to the reigning National League Pitcher of the Month here today, Max Fried, 14-7, a 3.04 ERA on the year. 3-0, though, with a 1.54 in 6 starts in September. Braves were 5-1 over that span. And going back to May, how about these numbers? I dug this up during the postgame last night, Chris. His last 25 starts, Max Fried has a 1.80 ERA. Going back, I mean, again, you wipe away that first month of the season, and Max has been one of the best you have. Brandon Woodruff, a 2.56 ERA, doesn't have the win-loss record to show how good he's been. He's just 9-10, but he's allowed three earned or fewer in 26 of 30 starts this season. So again, another day where certainly feels like runs will be at a premium here this afternoon.
And my overly simplistic number. It's 1-1 in home runs. You're not winning a home run battle. You're losing the series so far. So let's find out if you can fix that. I don't know if you have a Boston in you. I think they hit 5 yesterday. 5 is a really good number to try to win a baseball game. Jack Peterson comes up a big one yesterday. But again, we'll try to find out if either mistakes are made or you create more opportunities for yourself. It does stink when you have a guy thrown out at the plate. You think back 3 hours later and you go, wow, how big was that? Again, I just think it was really big that you had a really good pitcher, perhaps, if not on the ropes. You took a couple of swings at him and he settled down. And he settled down well enough after that to look like a guy who was an ERA leader in baseball. No complaints, no crying. You're going to get another chance today. Their guy's good. Your guy's good. Let's find out offensively. And again, can you win a 2 or 3 inning game? You know, they won the 3-inning game 2-1 last night. You won the 2-inning game 1-0 last night. But Hader coming in is just the shutdown that everybody, while there were guys on base, I don't think that guy's nervous. I don't think that guy worries. I think that guy is just, he's as good as we've seen in a very long time at that position. I'd choose to not have another opportunity to beat him tonight. I'd rather beat everybody else that pitches for them.
Well, for anybody out there too that wonders, well, he had to throw 25-30 pitches in that ninth inning. That's nothing for Josh Hader. Like, that's not going to mean he's not available for tonight. Yeah. I think obviously this time of year, everyone's available every single night. So that doesn't play in. If you woke up this morning thinking, well, we made Hader work a lot last night, he's a guy that goes multiple innings. So we can get rid of that narrative very quickly. If it's a save opportunity, close game late, you know you're going to see him right back out there again today.
Yeah, better than having him only throw 8. I'd like to think that maybe mechanically there was something a little bit wrong with him. He had had too many days off himself. I just hope he didn't fix it if there was something along those lines, because he hadn't been on the mound really in a meaningful game in quite a while. But when he needed to, he came up the pitch, the ground ball out to end it. And again, we get to today, down 1-0. But look, 5 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern time, the Atlanta Braves and the Milwaukee Brewers are going to try to find out who's better today. And if you're better than them today, it's a wash. The weekend becomes a 3-game series and you come home for 2. So that was really, if that was the goal for everybody or that was the okay, we're okay moment, you have an opportunity to do that today. You didn't win game 1, you got to win game 2.
You and I have the Ford Leadoff Show, 3:50 Eastern on the Braves Radio Network. 5:07 is your first pitch. And man, what a great Saturday. You got all kinds of great college football action early in the day. You've got playoff baseball later on. I was talking to the fellas in the studio last night. I said, this is ripe for a Hooters day for all of us in the studio. So I don't know what you got. I don't know if you have plans later on, but you may have to stick around and maybe order one of those famous burgers and join us for a little Hooters later on today.
I might have to do just that. It could be a watch out. Football and baseball in studio with you guys and with the Braves home.
Let's do it. Let's All do right. it.
All right, good. Listen, we will catch up in a little bit. You and I will put together a game plan for how the Braves can do this thing. That's what it feels like. Saturday's, college football day. Let's game plan. Let's actually figure out how the Braves win this game today, and we'll tell everybody about it later.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.